There was a big race at Miller Park in Milwaukee this weekend. The Brat finished first, followed by the Italian. But the contender everyone is talking about, the rookie known as El Picante, came in a respectable third. He's a chorizo. The hot dog and the Polish brought up the rear. Yes, we're talking about racing sausages, the sixth-inning entertainment at Milwaukee Brewers games. And the addition of a Spanish sausage is a sign of the times in Wisconsin, where the Hispanic population is growing fast. A Latino celebration helped double the usual crowd for Saturday's Brewers game, and the chorizo was a big feature. Nancy Hernandez is a marketing consultant who helped dream all this up.
Well, El Picante, otherwise known as Cinco, which is his racing number, five, he has a brown sombrero with some gold trim. He has a yellow guayabera, and guayabera is a traditional shirt all over Latin America. That short sleeve, it's worn untucked, and it has ribbing and embroidery down the front and the back sides. And he's got his shorts on.
Now, we're going to, if you've never been to Miller Park and actually seen the sausages run the field, I guess you have to explain all this. Tell us about that sausage race.
Well, it started as an animated thing, and it was so popular that they actually brought the sausages out live in costume to race on the field. These sausages are because of their athletic build, they stand about 8 feet tall. So they're very, very large. If you can imagine an 8-foot sausage running with all their gear on, it's pretty difficult to run at top speed.
We should say the sausages are 8 feet tall, not the people that are actually
Correct.
Wearing the sausage costumes. And with all that height, it seems like they'd be top-heavy, you know, like weebles wobbling all over the place.
Yeah, I think that's why many times you'll see them running with their arms in front of them, not necessarily like a traditional runner's stride, because it takes a tremendous amount of balance to properly wear that outfit while running in top speed.
And so El Picante, was he brought in by popular demand? Was there a petition drive or something for this?
Nothing official, but I know that in many Hispanic circles, it was always hoped that El Chorizo would be added. I believe the Brewers have gotten a variety of letters and phone calls and email requests saying, wouldn't it be a wonderful addition to the racing sausage team?
So this represents the changing demographics of Milwaukee?
Changing demographics of Milwaukee, and you know, something I think that has been alive for a long time in baseball. Latin American players right now make up about a quarter of the players in Major League Baseball, and certainly their share of fans, you know, in the Milwaukee area, it certainly reflects that.
So what happened at the race? Was there quite a cheering section going on for El Picante?
Well, the first that I heard El Chorizo, the excitement of El Chorizo in the crowd, was at the beginning of the sixth inning, and I heard somebody yelling, "Hey, the Chorizo." I looked up, and he was actually, they had an animation of him on the TV. And then lo and behold, he popped his little sombrero out onto the field live. And, you know, everybody around me started doing a standing ovation for the Chorizo. He stood out there for a few minutes all by himself, and then he was joined by his fellow sausages. And I think they went inside to warm up and start stretching before the big race in the middle of that inning.
So they actually warm up before this race, do some calisthenics, get ready for it.
I think so. They certainly are running their little hearts out there. We wouldn't want anyone to pull a casing, I guess.
Nancy Hernandez, it's been great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Nancy Hernandez of Abrazzo Marketing. We tried to reach El Picante himself to talk about his debut at Miller Park. The Brewers told us, sausages don't talk.